The Evi B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chagigah has been dedicated in memory of Hacham Raful Muhaddeb ben Garaz and Marie Muhaddeb bat Jamile. Ruach Hashem Tenihem Began Eden Elyon. Amen. Dedicated by Dr. Isaac and Lily Muhaddeb. Hashem Yishmerem V'chayim. Amen. Daf Yud Dalid. Today's daf is being studied Le'alu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Le'alu Nishmat Menuham Sheneftar V'Kitzul Yamin V'Shinim Ezra Ben Tune Mazal. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden V'Tehi Nishmatot Tzrura B'Tzor HaYim. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Dalid Amud Rishon, and we are three lines from the top. We previously discussed a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Asher kumetu velo et nahar yutzak yesodam." And we understood that there were certain generations that were ordained to be before their time, which means they were supposed to be created before the world, 974 generations actually, before the world was created. But Borei Olam saw that the world cannot exist for so many years before Matan Torah. So therefore God took those neshamot, and they were destined to be Rishayim. And eventually they were scattered around throughout the generations. The Gemara says they were the Azeh Panim of the generation. They're the brazen people that are in every generation are from that time. And she says, based on the Gemara, that their fate is in the Har Dinor, in the fiery river, over there where they burn in Geinam. Now Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak is an alternate interpretation, but Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak Amar, Asher Kumetu, says that they were ordained Livracha. Oh, this is a Pasuk Livracha. It's a good thing, it's a positive. Dichtiv, Elu Tamidei HaChamim, these are the Tamidei HaChamim, Shemekametim Atzmam, which means they mitzair themselves. They suffer al divrei Torah, which means they pain themselves to understand and study the Torah ba'olam hazeh. Hakadosh Baruch Hu megaleh lehem sod le'olam haba. So Borei Olam is going to reward them by giving them the secrets of Torah in olam haba. Shne'emar nahar yutzak yesodam. As the pasuk says that nahar yutzak. Now what does this mean over here? So the Mefarshim explain that the pasuk according to this version is asher kumetu. The lashon of the pasuk is asher kumetu velo et. So what does it mean velo et? So I saw one of the mefarshim explain that there's a pasuk that says et lahasot lahashem eferu toratecha. That if a person sets times for Torah, so he's breaking the covenant of God. Because we're not supposed to set times for Torah. Every time is supposed to be for Torah. So the true Tamidei HaChamim, they don't designate times per se for Torah. Every time is Torah. And that's why these HaChamim are referred to as Asher Kumetu Beloet. These people do not have a time, which means their whole life is one big time zone for the study of Torah. And therefore, what does it say? In the Olam Haba, because they paid themselves and studied in continuous basis, they're going to be rewarded with the Sitre Torah, which is alluded to in Nahar Yutzak Yesodam, which is the Sodot. Yesodam is Menashon Sod. They're going to be showered with the river of Sod, of the secrets of the Torah. Amar Shemuel Lehaya Bar Rav. Shemuel tells Haya Bar Rav. Bar Uriah. Bar Uriah means Ben Torah. Ta imalach milta, come, I will tell you a hiddush. Mahane mile me'aliyata dahava amar abuch. That your father, Rav, used to say. Kol yoma v'yoma nivra'in malachi asharet min har dinur. Every day, angels are created from the har dinur, from this river of fire. Ve'amre shira. They praise God in song. Ubatle. And then they become batel. They expire. Shnei emar. Hadashim labekarim. Rabba emunatecha. Means every morning, hadashim lebekarim, new angels are created lebekarim, rabba emunatecha, and they promote the emunatecha. She says rabba tilatcha alem, which means and they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a great manner. Ufliga de Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, da Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, kol dibur, v'dibur sh'yotzer pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a dibur, a word comes out of his mouth, nivra mimenu malach echad. So the malachim are not created from the Avdinur, but they're created actually from the speech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneemar bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu ubruach piv is the key part of the pasuk. Called Seva'am is referring to the angels. Seva'am is the host of angels, and how this created beruach piv, with the with his HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mouth. Now the Gemara is going to discuss different stirot in pesukim. Katuv echad omer, one pasuk says levushe ketlag hivar ve'se'ar, let's get the girsa, resha ke'amar neka. One pasuk says, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kevyachol, his clothes are white, ketlag hivar, like white snow, us'ar resha, and the hair of his head ke'amar neka, like clean white wool. Uchtiv, we have another pasuk that says kivusotav taltalim shehoreot ka'orev, that God's hair, kivyachol again, is black. So the Gemara says, make up your mind. Is the hair, is the image black or white? Now again, we're referring to how Borei Olam appears to the Nevi'im in their dreams. So God appears to them in different forms. Now of course, in lo guf, in lo demut haguf, there is no image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is just the way Borei Olam manifests the image to the prophet. Sometimes he's in black, or he's like a young man that has black hair, or sometimes he appears like an old man in white. So the Gemara says, Lakashia kan bishiva, kan bimilhama. Depends. If he's in yeshiva, which means he's in deen, he's in time of judgment, so then already he appears like a zakin, like an old sage. However, if he's in war time, so then already b'shat melchama, he comes as a young man. Hashem ish melchama, because a young man is involved in battle. In the yeshiva, meaning in bet din, there's nobody better than a zaken, meaning an old sagacious person. That's the white hair. And there's no better person in a war than somebody that is a bahur, which is young, and that hence the black hair. Comes the Gemara and continues, ketuv echad omer, it refers to God's chair. That's kursiye, refers to one chair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. So he has a kursiye as a chair. Uchti ve'chad emeir, but another pasuk says, Adi karsevan ramyo ve'atik yomin yativ. So karsevan is plural, that he has many chairs. So the question is, how many kisei kavod? Is there one or two? So Gemara says, Lakasha, echad lo ve'echad le David. One is for him and one is for David and Melech. Kedetanya, we have a bright eye. Had lo, v'had David, v'ner bi Akiva. That's the Akiva's opinion. Amar lo, Rabbi Yosef Galili, Akiva, ad matay osi shechina hol. What are you making shechina mundane? You're putting a human being next to the shechina that's lowering the Kadosh Baruch Hu, kevyachol. Ela, ehad ledin, v'had lestaka. There's two chairs. There's kisid din, there's kisid rachamim. So one chair is the midat din, and one chair is the for tzedakah, for rachamim. Like we say sometimes in the tefillah, amod mikisid din v'shev al kisid rachamim. Kibla mine or lo kibla mine. Did Rabbi Akiva accept this new interpretation or not? Tashema echad ledin v'had lestaka devre Rabbi Akiva. So indeed you see Rabbi Akiva did accept it. Amad Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had a problem with this derasha. Akiva, malecha etzel hagada. What are you giving derashot? Klach mitdeberotecha etzel negaim ba'olot. Klach means all. All your derashot should be in your expertise. Negaim and ba'olot, which is the deep halachot of the Torah. Don't spend your time giving derashot. Ela echad lekise ve'echad l'shelaflaf. The two chairs. One is literally a chair and one is like a footstool. That's so to speak for the legs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shereemar Hashemayim Kis'i Laharis Adom Raglai. Now just a few insights on this last piece of Gemara that we just read. Gemara says, after Rabbi Akiva said that David HaMelech is sitting on the chair, so the rabbis questioned him. What was the question? Rabbi Yosef Galili said, Ad matai ata oseh Shekhinah Hol etzeh Shekhinah. Until when you make the Shekhinah mundane, as if this was not the first time. Ad matai, until when? So the Mefashim said that this is based on another Gemara that says that there was a rabbi called Shimon HaAmsoni. He was Doresh, all the itin in the Torah, anytime he said the word it. When it came to the Pasuk, et Hashem elokecha tira,
he was poresh. He could not explain what the Eid is coming to include. Ad sheba Rabbi Akiva v'darash et rabot tamidei hachamim. So you see again, Rabbi Akiva brought a human being next to the Shekhinah et rabot tamidei hachamim. So Rabbi Yosef says, Ad matai ata oseh hol etzel Shekhinah. It's not the first time. You already gave a darash et Hashemel Gatira. Now already you come along and say, David HaMelech is sitting next to the Shekhinah. So that was the lashon of Ad matai. Comes the Gemara and continues and says, "Ki ata Ravdimi Amar." When Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he said, "Shemona, I say kelalot kelel Yishaya at Yisrael." There were 18 different kelalot that Yishaya, the prophet, cursed Bnei Yisrael. Velonet karera dato ad shamar lahem amikra hazeh. And he was not, he did not cool down from the curses, he was not appeased until he gave them this final curse. Yidhavu ana'ar bezakin, which is the na'ar, the young one is going to disrespect the zakin, the older one. There's going to be disrespect, there's going to be chutzpah, the youth over the adults. V'nikle v'nikbad, and the low person, the low respected person is going to rise up against the respected one. So now the Gemara is going to explain exactly what the Shemona Asteh Kelalot were and why he was appeased only with this last one. Shemona Asteh Kelalot, Maininu, what are they? So the Gemara now comes and lists them. Dichtiv, because it says, Kineh Adon Hashem Sevot Misir Yerushalayim Yehuda, God is going to remove from Yerushalayim and Yehuda, number one, Aleph, Mashain. Okay, mashayna means support in the masculine sense. Mashayna is number two, that is in a female sense of a support. Kol mish'an lechem, all support from bread, that's number three. Number four, v'chol mish'an ma'im, all support from water. Number five, gibor, so that would be the strong one. Number six, ish milhama. Number seven, shofet. Number eight, v'navi, the prophet. Tet v'kosem, we'll see what kosem means. Yud is zaken. 11 is Sar Hamishim, we'll see what that means. 12 is Unsu Panim, that's the respected ones. 13, Yu'etz, the advisors. 14, Hakam Harashim, Hakamim. 15, Unvon Lahash, the wise men of the mysteries of the Torah. 16 would be Venatati Ne'arim Sarehim, the young ones are going to be the captains over the people. Number 17, V'ta'alulim Imshelu Bam, and foxes are going to rule over them. So now the Gemara is going to explain one at a time exactly what these 18 kelalot were. And the Gemara begins, Mashayen elu ba'ale mikra. That's referring to those that are experts in the 24 books of the Tanakh. And they call them Mashayen because that is the support of a human being, the study of the Tanakh. Mashayena elu ba'ale mishnah. That's referring to those that study Mishnah. Now again, we have to understand that all these are curses, which means there's not going to be any Ba'alei Mikra in Yerushalayim. There's not going to be any Ba'alei Mishnah. Who's an example of a Ba'al Mishnah? Kegon Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema v'chaberav. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema and his friends. Peligu ba rapapa v'rabbanan. Hadamar shesh me'ot sedre Mishnah. Some say there were actually 600 orders of the Mishnayot. We have Shisha Sedre Mishnah. It says there was a time, there were 600 orders of the Mishnah. V'had Amar, Sheva Me'ot Sedre Mishnah. There were 700 orders of the Mishnah. Kol Mish'an Lechem, what does it mean? All support of bread. Elu Ba'alei Talmud. That's referring to the Talmud, which is the Ikar understanding of the Mishnayot. Shnei Emar, Lechu Lachmu Belachmi, Ushtu Be'yayin Masachti. Shlomo HaMelech says, go and support yourself with the bread and the wine. What is that referring to? To the study of the Talmud, which is the Ikar understanding, as we said. Rashi says, Sheyesh lesmoch al hora'atan k'smichat lechem. That just like one relies on bread to sustain himself, one relies on the psakim of the shas in order to support himself halachically. V'chol mish'an ma'im, what is the support of water? Elu ba'ale agada. Those are the ones that are experts in the dirashot of the hakamim. Shemoshchin libosh shel adam kamayim ba'agadah, that they draw a person's heart like water. Like water is drawn, like flows, so to the agadah draws a person. That's called mish'an mayim. Gibor ze ba'al shemuot. That's somebody that's expert in halakha. He's called the gibor because he always has the answer. Whenever you ask him a question halakha, he's able to give a psak halakha. Right? And she says Sheshama halachot pesukot merabotav veshegurot befiv. He has a tradition from his rabbis in halachot, and is fluent in his mouth. The ish milchama ze sheyodei lisav v'nitim milchamta shel Torah. That is somebody that is able to give and take in the battle of Torah, which means in the pilpul, he can ask questions, he can give answers. Shofet ze dayan shedan din emet la'amito. Shofet is a judge that gives a true judgment, that doesn't get tricked by the litigants. Navi kemashmo, okay, Navi is a prophet. Kosem ze melech. That kosem literally means a magician, but magician has no understanding over here. So the Gemara says it's referring to a king. Shneimar kosem asifte melech. And the Chachamim explained, because a king also, according to the Gemara, says he has to be an expert in kishuf in order to judge different situations. So therefore, they call the king a kosem. Zaken ze shenaui lishiva. Somebody that is raui to be in the yeshiva, that she says, v'litol memenu etza bechol davar chokmah. It's really an advisor on all subjects. Sar hamishim, al tekre sar hamishim, ela sar chumashin. He's an expert in the five books. Not as opposed to the first one was Baal Mikra, that's an expert in the 24 books. This is Sareh Humashin, he's expert in the five books, in the Humash. Davar Achayat, another interpretation, Sar Hamishim, Ked Rabbi Abu. Damar Rabbi Abu, Mikan She'en Ma'amidim Miturgeman Rasibur Pachot Ma'amishim Shana. That once we should not put a Miturgeman, a translator for the Sibur, a person less than 50. It seems not kavuf and sibur to have somebody stand up there and translate the shiur unless he's 50 years old. Unsopanim means somebody that's respected. Zeh shenosim panim ledoro ba'avoro lemala. This is somebody that they give favoritism to the generation in heaven because of that person's presence in the generation. Kegon Rav Hanina ben Dosa. Like Rav Hanina ben Dosa, in his generation he was the Gadol Ador, and in heaven his opinion was taken very, very seriously, and therefore God gave favoritism to the generation. Lemata, now on earth, which means there are certain great rabbis of the generation that are able to beseech the Caesar in order to get clemency from different gezerot. Who is that like? Kegon Rabbi Abu Bekesah, like Rabbi Abu in the house of the Caesar. The Tosfot says that's not to say that Rabbi Abu was not Hashuv Lemala. He was also Hashuv Lemata. And Tosfot says Shegam Bedoro Ayu Anche Maaseh Kemoto, which means he wasn't the great rabbi of the generation of Hanina ben Dosa. Hanina ben Dosa was the great rabbi of the generation. Therefore, they give him. He's the one that was able to affect Lemala. But Rabbi Abu, they don't give him the Zechut Lemata. Because other rabbis just as great as him, so they give him the Zechut that he was able to affect the Caesar Lemata. Yo'etz sheyodeh le'aber shanim v'lekbo chodashim. Yo'etz is the ones able to establish the leap months and leap years, which is a very difficult mathematical computation. Hakam ze talmid ha'machkim et rabotav. That's a student or a hakam or talmid that's able to bring wisdom to his rabbis, which means that he's able to make his rabbi smart from the different questions that he asks and his interpretations. Hadashim, so explaining this two different explanations. Hakam is one and Harashim is one, in order to get to 18. B'sha'ash potech b'devrei Torah hakol na'asin keharashin. That means literally a person who is deaf, which means he deaf or he mutes everybody, we'll say. Which is such a tamin hakam, when he opens his mouth, everybody becomes muted. They can't say anything because his perushim are so irrefutable. V'navon ze'amevin davar metoch davar. Somebody that understands from the information you give him, he can derive new information from it. Lachash ze shera'oi limsolo devrei Torah shenetna belachash. Somebody that's worthy to receive the Torah that was given belachash. What does that mean, that was given belachash? That she says, "Kegon ab bedin v'libo doeg b'kirbo." So this means somebody's going to learn maaseh v'kabah, like an ab bedin that we said that is mature enough, that is taking this stuff seriously. So that's we're going to lose that out as well. Venatati ne'arim sarehim says, and the young ones are going to be the captains over the older ones. My venati ne'arim sarehim, Amar ben Azar elu ben Adam shemenu arim min ha-mitzvot. It doesn't literally mean young ones; it means empty ones, minu arim min ha-mitzvot, those that are empty, void from mitzvot, they're going to be in charge. V'ta'aludim yimshelu bam, amar rav, aha bar Yaakov, Ta'ale, Bene Ta'ale, foxes, the sons of foxes, which means Ta'alulim has two lemons. So it's teaching us over here that the sly people are going to be in charge of Am Yisrael. Ta'aluli, Ta'ale, Ba'ta'ale, mean the fox is the son of foxes. Velo, Nitkarira, Dato, and he wasn't settled, his mind. Ad She'amalem Yiravu, Anna'ar, Bezakin. Elu Bene Adam, Sheminu'arim, Min HaMitzvot, these are the ones that are Minu'arim, they're empty from Mitzvot. Yiravu, they're going to rise up. They're going to rise up against the ones that are filled with mitzvot. Literally means the light one is going to rise up against the heavy one. Nikle is kal and kaver is heavy. What does this mean? The one that treats the serious mitzvot like light ones is going to rise up against the one that treats light mitzvot like the heavy ones. So that's the nikle, the light one, is going to rise up against the heavy one. Now what does this mean over here, that Yeshayah was appeased? As if he had a revenge, he wasn't happy, he gave 18 kedalot, and he wasn't happy until he said that the young ones are going to rise up against the old ones. So the Farshim explained over here that it actually is a reference to what it says at the end of Masechet Sotah, that before the Mashiach comes, one of the telltale signs is going to be chutzpah yiske, is going to be insolence. So a great amount of arrogance from the youth rising up against the old. So therefore, when he said this telltale sign, he was happy, so to speak, because then already he knew that if that happens, that means Mashiach is on the way. So that was a sign of the Geula. Others explain that he was concerned because the Gemara says that the Hachamim are judged for not rebuking the generation. But when he saw that it's the youth are going to rise up against the old ones, so he understood that they are going to rebuke, and that's why they're getting disrespected. So therefore he was happy at least that there was rebuke being given by the Hachamim, and it wasn't heeded, but that's fine. At least the Hachamim are not going to get punished because they were not taken seriously.
People, they're
going to
argue, or they're not
going to
exist? What's the exact
halakha? No, which means Yeshayah saying, right, all these people are going to be, it's a
kalala. What is it, what, that you have these all these different type of people?
All these people are going to cease to exist. Okay. No more hakamim, no more ba'ale mikra, no more ba'ale mishna, no more ba'ale talmud, no more hakamim, no more yu'atzim, no more nevi'im, no more shoftim. All these people are going to cease to exist at the time of the destruction of Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Katina, afidu b'shat kishlona shel Yerushalayim, but still, even at the time of the kishalon, of the failure of Yerushalayim, lo pasku mehem ba'ale amana, but there were still honest people around. Shnei emad ki yitvos ish be'achayi bet aviv. A person, the pasuk tells a story. A person was going to greet his brother at that time, and is going to say to him, simla lecha, you have a dress or a cloak. Katzin tiyelanu, we want you to be a leader for us. So what is this conversation? Devarim shebnei adam mitkasim kesimla, items that people cover up, like a dress covers up a person. Yeshnam tachat yadecha, you have under your hands. That she says, nechba'in shelo yishalu lehem nefi she'em bekiim behem. She says, in those days, there was not too much Torah scholarship around. So people, the scholars, they faked that they were scholars, but they would hide from the people because they didn't want to get asked questions because they didn't know the answers. So it's going to happen where a brother is going to go to his brother and say, you have the items, you have the goods that are like simla, that people usually cover up because they don't know, you have it under your pocket, which means you are a true Torah scholar, and therefore, v'amakshela hazot, and you also have the makshela. What is makshela? Mai v'amakshela hazot, devarim she'en b'nei adam omdim alehem ela em ken nifshalu behem yishnam tachat yadecha. The subject that people usually do not get it right until they make a mistake first, you have under your arms, which means that's the Torah. Hachamim say that a person doesn't understand the Vrei Torah and the Halakha until he makes a mistake once or twice, and then he, from his mistakes, he learns what's the right way. And therefore, it's going to be a conversation. Somebody's going to come to his brother and say, listen, you have the goods, you have the Vrei Torah. What everybody else is hiding underneath that they don't know, you have it. What everybody else, you have the Makhshela, you have the subject that you have to make a mistake first in order to get it right. You're already a hakam, and therefore, yes, we want you to be the katzim. We want you to be our leader. Be the hakam for us. So now, she says, "Kolomar atabaki behem." You're an expert. So comes the Gemara and says, "Yisa bayom ahu lemor." So that fellow's going to make a swear, and he's going to say, "Lo ehiye chovesh, I am not going to be Chovesh Tribul means girded in the revel seat. In lechem, and in my house there is no bread. The in simla and no cloak. Lo tesimeni katzin. Do not make me a katzin. So the Gemara says, katzinam. Do not make me a leader of the people. Yisa en yisa el lashon shivua. It's a pasuk. Yisa bayomu. He's going to make a swear. Shneimah lo tesa shem hashem loecha. Hashav. Do not swear falsely. Lo eye chovesh. Lo aiti mechovshev et hamidrash. Right, he's going to be honest, he's going to answer, listen, you got the wrong guy. I really don't have Torah scholarship. I was never in the Beit Midrash. I never girded myself or locked myself, I should say, or, you know, tied myself, chovesh, in the Beit Midrash. Ubibeti en lechem ve'en simla, she'en biyadi lo mikra ve'lo mishnah ve'lo gemara. I don't have any knowledge, not mikra, not mishnah, and not gemara. So therefore you see that even though at the worst time of Yerushalayim there was four honest people around, which is the guy's getting a job. We want you to be the leader. You have Divrei Torah. And he's going to come along and say, I swear, I don't have Divrei Torah. I don't know it. I was never in the Beit Midrash. I never learned anything. So the Gemara says, maybe it's different over there. You know, you have no proof that they're honest. Because if he's going to say, yeah, I have wisdom, they're going to say, okay, give us a Hadush. So therefore, he wants to protect himself from being embarrassed. You have no proof that they're honest. He's going to lie to them and say, yes, I'm a Tamid Hacham, I know everything. He's just going to make himself vulnerable for getting caught. Gemara says, Hava lele me'mar gamar v'shachach. He could have said, you're right, I was a Tamid Hacham, but I forgot my learning. Which is, if he wanted to lie and protect himself, there was a way he could protect himself. Yeah, I used to learn when I was young, but I forgot everything. My lo eyeh chovesh. But what did he mean when he said lo eyeh chovesh? Lo eyeh chovesh klal. Which means, I never went to the Beit Midrash. And therefore, he's going to give an honest answer. Instead of lying and saying, I learned, but I forgot my learning. He said, listen, you got the wrong guy. I never studied. I never went to the Beit Midrash. So at least it's not going to be a lack. There's going to be imunah, honest people at the time. He need to give us. We have a contradiction. Ve'amar Rava lohar ba'Yerushalayim ad shepasku mimena ba'ale amana. Jerusalem was destroyed only after there was no more honest people around. Shneimar shotetu bechotzot Yerushalayim uru na odu bakshu berchovotea im timsu ish im yesh osem mishpat mevakesh imunah ve'slachla. The prophet says, go look around the streets of Yerushalayim. You can find me one honest man that's keeping the laws of justice, I will forgive and I will have mercy on the city. Also, make up your mind. Here it says Mashma that they had Imunah. Here it's Pasuk Mashma that they didn't have Imunah. Lakashya ha b'Divrei Torah ha b'Masa Umatan. It depends. Divrei Torah, you had honest people, like the story we told above. People were honest. If a guy didn't know Torah, he would say, I don't know. However, when it came to business, Matan Umatan, there were no honest people left in the time of Yerushalayim, and therefore was destroyed. Ubedevre Torah, hab masa matan, habedevre Torah, masa umatan. Bedevre Torah, havu. Bedevre Torah, there was. Bemasa matan, lo havu. Tal Rabbanan, ma'asei b'Rabban Yochanan, ben Zakkai, shaya ruchem alachamot. It was a story of Rabban Yochanan, ben Zakkai was riding on the donkey. He was riding on the road. Rabbi Elzaman Arach, Mechamer Achalav, his student, Rabbi Elzaman Arach, was riding on the donkey behind him. Amar lo Rabbi. So Rabbi Elazar tells Rabbi Hanam Zakai, Shaneli Perik Echad Ma'asim El Kaba. Teach me one Perik in Ma'asim El Kaba. Amar lo, Lokach Shaniti Lechem, Velo B'merkama B'yachid. Didn't we learn already that we don't teach it to a Yachid, to an individual? Ela Ibkena Yachacham, Evin Medahto, unless he was on the level. Can it air? Rabbi Hanan didn't hold that Rabbi Azam bin Arach was on the Madriga to learn Ma'aseh Merkaba. Amar lo Rabbi, Tarshini lo malifanecha davar echad shelim matani. Why could you allow me to say something about Ma'aseh Merkaba that you taught me? Amar lo Emor, say something. So the question is, what do you mean? I thought he didn't teach him. Now how could he come along and say that you taught me? So some say that Rabbi Hanan, Rabbi Azam was saying it b'derech anava. Let me say something that you taught me, even though he didn't teach it to him, but he's giving him kavod to Rabbi Yohanan. Others explain that really, Rabbi Yohanan at one point did teach Rabbi Elazar ben Arach Ma'aseh Merkabah. But the Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach went to a certain resort area and he forgot his learning. And now he came back and he remembered his learning, or they prayed for him. So Rabbi Yochanan held at this point, maybe he's not ra'ui for ma'asim merkaba. So Rabbi Elazar wanted to show Rabbi Yochanan, no, I'm ra'ui, which means I remember still what you taught me the first time, and therefore allow me to expound a little on the ma'asim merkaba. Miyad yarad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai me'al ha'mor. So Rabbi Yochanan, when he was about to give the derasha, he got off the hamor, he covered himself in the talit, he sat on the rock under the olive tree. Amar lo Rabbi, what did you get off the hamor for? Amar, if shara tadu rizma asim al-kabah, v'shikhina imanu, u'malakha shirim al-abim otanu, v'ani erkam al-hamor? What do you mean? He says, you're going to go give ma'asim al-kabah, and the shikhina is with us, and the malachim from heaven are around us. So that covers me to sit on the hamor. Miyad patach Rabbi Elazar ben Arak ma'asim al-kabah, so he started to open up and give it to Hashem ma'asim al-kabah, v'darash, and he started to be doing this. V'yarda ish min ha-shamayim, and a fire came down from the heavens, v'sikhicha kol ha-ilanot shebasadeh. Which is a pleasant fire. The fire of the Merkabah came down and started to burn or singe all the trees in the field. And all the trees, or the malachim that is, started to sing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mashira avru, halilu et Hashem min ha'ares, taninim v'chol teomot etz peri v'chol arazim, hallelujah. Na'ana mal'ach bin ha'esh. All of a sudden an angel came out of the fire. Ve'amar hen hen ma'aseh ha'merkabah. This indeed is the ma'aseh ha'merkabah. Which means he was mechaven to the truth. And others explain that that angel was actually created from the Devre Torah of ma'aseh ha'merkabah. So the Gemara is saying hen hen ma'aseh ha'merkabah, which means the angel was saying, I am a result of the ma'aseh ha'merkabah, which is through the Devre Torah that you just said I was created. So therefore he was able to be zochet to create a malach. That means the Torah was obviously emet. Amad Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai ben Ashko al Rosho. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was so impressed, he got up and he kissed the student on his head. Amar Baruch Hashem Elohe Yisrael שנתן בן לאברהם אבינו שיודע להבין ולחקור ולדרוש למעשה מרכבה. Bless the God of Israel that gave a descendant, Avraham Avinu, that was able to understand and analyze and be Doresh in Ma'aseh Merkabah. The reason why he chose Avraham Avinu, because Avraham was the first to expound and study and explore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also he must have explored it to the depths of Ma'aseh Merkabah, so therefore he calls him a son of Avraham Avinu. Yesh na'e Doresh ve'en ne'mekayim. There's some people that give good derasha, but they don't keep what they practice, what they teach. Na'im mekayim v'ne dorish. Some, they keep the mitzvot, but they're not good in the derasha. Hata na'e dorish v'ne mekayim. You do both. You're na'e dorish, you say over the good of the Torah, and also you practice it and you keep it. Hashrecha Avraham Avinu shel Azar ben Arach yatsa mahalasecha. Great, fortunate are you, Avraham Avinu, that Elazar ben Arach has come from your loins. Ushneimru adevarim nofter b'Yoshua. So when this story was told of the Yosef, what happened to Yohanan and the Bil Azar? Hayahu and the Yosef came out of the similar story. Him and the Yosef were walking on the road. Afanu drosh ma'aseh merkabah. We also want to give a derasha ma'aseh merkabah. Patak the Yosef v'darash. Ve'oto ayom tekufat tamuz. It was the middle of the summer. Tekufat tamuz. Nitkashiru shamayim ba'abim. All of a sudden, the cloud, the sky was filled with clouds. V'nere kemin keshet ba'anan. And like a keshet, a rainbow was seen in the clouds. Now this is a rainbow, not a negative rainbow, but this was a rainbow, yani me'en the merkabah, which was a positive sign. And all the angels were gathering ubain lishmoa to come hear the derashah of Rabbi Yoshua. Kibne Adam shemetkabesim ubain lirot bezamzume bemezamute hatam vekala. Which means at the Simchat Hatam Vekala, when the, say, the jesters or the clowns go and they make Hatam Vekala happy, so everybody comes along and gathers around to see the show. So therefore over here, also all the angels gathered around to be Yoshua in order to hear the Devre Torah of Ma'aseh Merkabah. Tosfot says, B'mezamute Hatam Vekala B'lusham Yigaras B'simchat Hatan V'hi. It's the same thing. So Rabbi Yosef went and told the story over to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Ve'amar, Ashrechem ve'ashrei yuladchem. Fortunate are you and fortunate those that bore you. Ashrei einai shekach ra'u. Fortunate are my eyes that had the zechut to witness this. ואף אני ואתם בחלומי מסובים. And I saw me, myself, and you, rabbis, and Yoshua, and Yosef, we were all in a dream together. Mesubin, and we were reclining. Ayinu al Har Sinai, and we were at Sinai, which is I saw our neshamot at Har Sinai. Then, which he's trying to say, that all this Devei Torah that we said today was actually given to our neshamot at Har Sinai. V'natna alenu batkom neshamayim, and I heard a heavenly voice from the neshamayim that said, Alu lekan, Alu lekan. Rise up, come up to Olam Abba, all of you. Teraklin Gedolim. There's a great teraklin, a great hall that is prepared for you. Umasaot naot musaot lachem. And there's couches and comfortable comforters for you to lie on. Atem v'talmidechem v'talmidechem, you, your students, and your students. Mezumanim nekat shilishit, you're invited to the third level. Third level is a certain madrega in Gan Eden, as she says, that those are the people that sit in front of Shekhinah. It's called the third level. So therefore, he was impressed, and therefore he told them that they're going to Olam Abba together. We have a contradiction. You just told me that the Bilazam ben Arah gave over Ma'aseh Merkaba in front of Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai. We have a contradiction. Why? Ve'atanya, we have a braita. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shelosha Tzaoten. There were three times in history where a student gave over the Ma'aseh Merkaba, that the Ma'aseh Merkaba was given over from one rabbi to another rabbi. And these are them. Rabbi Yoshua Tzadarim Lefer Abban Yohanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yoshua gave over Ma'aseh Merkaba in front of Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Akiva Tzad Lefne Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Akiva gave over in front of Rabbi Yoshua. Hananya ben Hachinai Tzad Lefne Rabbi Akiva. And Hananya ben Hachinai gave over Ma'aseh Merkaba to Rabbi Akiva. So those are three recorded episodes in history that Ma'aseh Merkaba was given over. V'ilu Rabbi Azam ben Arach Loka Hashiv. But it doesn't tell us the story of Rabbi Chazad that gave over in front of Rabbi Yohanan, so it's not recorded on the list. So the Gemara says, De'artsu kameh kahashiv. Which is, we're only listing the ones that gave over and it was given over in front of them. De'artse, they communicated it. De'artsu kameh, and it was communicated to them. De'artse, but those that gave it over, ve'lo artsu kameh, but it was not given over to them, lo kahashiv. Now let's analyze it ourselves. The first story was Rabbi Yoshua gave it over in front of Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai. But Rabbi Yoshua not only gave it over, but he received it. Who did he receive it from? Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva himself to Rabbi Yoshua. Oh, and listen to Rabbi Akiva. Well, Rabbi Akiva gave over. Did he receive? Yes, that's the next one. Hananya ben Achinai itself to Rabbi Akiva. He received it from Hananya ben Achinai. So we're only listing people that gave over and received. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, he gave over, but we don't see that he received. So comes the Gemara says, Hananya ben Achinai, de lo artsu kameh. What do you mean? The last one, Hananya ben Achinai, he gave over. We don't see that it was given over to him, v'kahashiv, and it lists him. So the Gemara says, de'artse mia kameh man de'artse. But at least he gave it over in front of somebody that was given over in front of him. Which is, he gave it over to Rabbi Akiva, whereas Rabbi Akiva gave it over. So therefore, you could put Hananya in the story over here for the purpose of Rabbi Akiva. He gave it over to Rabbi Akiva, who in turn gave it over to somebody else. However, in the case of Rabbi Azam ben Arach, where it says he gave it over in front of Rabbi Yohanan, so on both sides, Rabbi Azam ben Arach did not hear it from somebody else, so he's not listed, and we don't have Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai receiving it from somebody else. Right? In the first story over here, it was we don't see Rabbi Yohanan giving it over to somebody else. So therefore, we do not list Rabbi Elazar ben Arach's story. Let's read that in Nashi. Let's do the third line. Hirtsa devarim. Daraz b'malseh merkabah de'artseh ve'artsu kameh. So we're listing those that gave it over and received it. Shirtsa lefnei acharim v'acharim irtsu lefanav. Now the Gemara says, oh, what about Hananya ben Hizkiyah? Actually, Hananya ben Hachinai, although he gave it over, but he did not receive it, and we listed him.
which is even though others did not give it over to him, who hirtza, he gave it over lifne misha azar vehirtza lifne acherim. He gave it over in front of somebody that in turn went and gave it over to somebody else, which is Rabbi Akiva. Lekach huskak leimanot kan, mishum Rabbi Akiva. So you had to put Hananya ben Hakinai for the purpose of Rabbi Akiva, lehodiya shua hirtza vacherim hirtzu lefanav. Because to validate Rabbi Akiva in the list, you have to show that he received it. Because we're only listing people that gave it over and received it. So you have to put Hananya ben Hakinai for the purpose of Rabbi Akiva. For Rabbi Elazar, lo acherim hirtzu lefanav. He did not receive it from others. Velo hu irtza, nor did he give it over lifnei mishirtza lifnei acherim. Nor did he give it over in front of somebody that gave it over to others. He gave it over to Rabbi Yochanan, whereas Rabbi Yochanan did not give it over to others. He received it from Rabbi Yehoshua, but he did not give it over to others to fit in this category. Why he was not listed? So we only listed the arze ve'arzu kameh. Those that received, that actually gave it over, communicated it, and it was communicated in front of them. So that would include Rabbi Yehoshua, and that would include as well as Rabbi Akiva. Comes and gives us Tanu Rabbanan. We have a braita. Arba'a nechnesu bepardes. There were four hakamim, four tanaim, that actually entered the pardes. Pardes is the orchard, which actually refers to the upper levels in the shamayim. It's a machlokan exactly. Did they actually go up there? So according to Rashi, Rashi says the pardes alu l'rakia yedei Shem. Wow. Using one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they actually lifted themselves up, the neshamot that is, and they went up to take a tour, let's say, of the Shamayim. Tosfot says, velo alu lema'la mamash elayan nere'e lahem kemo sha'alu lechem penesh aruch. According to Tosfot, it was more like a dream that they had. They used a different Shem, and they had like a vision of what was going on virtual in the Shamayim. Ve'elu enen, who were the four rabbis? Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Aher, that's Elisha ben Avuya, we'll see what they call them, Aher, then Rabbi Akiva. Amar them Rabbi Akiva. You actually gave them all a warning before they went and took the store of the pardes of the orchard. Kesha'atem magi'im etzel avnei sha'ish tahor, when you're going to get to the spot of the pure marble, that marble was very clear and it looked like water. Al tomru mayim mayim. Don't scream out, oh, we've reached water. Mishum shneemar dover shikarim lo yikon neneged einai. Because lies, and those that speak lies cannot stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if you're going to say something that's inaccurate, that's a lie. And therefore, we're going to lose our ability to be on this madrega. So therefore, don't be fooled. When you see these marbles that look like the waves of the water, because it's clear marble, don't say mayim, mayim, because then we're going to lose the madrega. Because it's a sheker. It's a lie. And dober shekerim lo yikon, the negative. And that was the advice he gave them. Kabbalah says, what happened to the four? Ben Azai yitzitz umit. But as I saw the light of the Shekhinah, he couldn't control himself, he looked at it, amen. His neshama was drawn towards the pleasurable light, and he said it's better off for him to stay up there than come back down. It's difficult, it's painful, so to speak, in the eyes of Hashem, that he has to kill the Hasidim. His Hasidav, as he says, Uksha mitato lefanav v'fi shemet bahur. Not because he did anything wrong, because he died young. But he had to die, because it says, Kilo yirani adam v'hai. You cannot see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and live. But you see, he died a Hasid. Hamavet ala Hasidav. But he just wanted to, he was too drawn after the light of the Shekhinah. Ben Zoma sees v'nifga. Ben Zoma also looked, but he became nifga, which means it affected his judgment. He lost his clarity, right? It affected him mentally. ועליו הכתוב אומר דבש מסעת אכול דייך פן תספענו וקעתו. If you find tasty honey, eat, but do not overeat it until you're satiated, because you're going to spit it out. Which means Ben Zoma went too far. He looked at areas that, he took too much of the Shekhinah, or whatever he was experiencing, and therefore it affected him. I'm saying, if you have something sweet, take it in measure. But if you take too much of it, it's going to have an adverse effect. Right? That was the story of Ben Zoma. Acher kitzitz b'netiot. Literally, it means Acher went and he chopped down the trees.
since we're comparing this area that they went to the Pardes, which is an orchard, so therefore the way we would say that somebody got ruined, so it's considered benetiot. He saw things and he chopped down the trees, which means he misinterpreted what he saw, and therefore he perverted what he saw, and therefore it caused them to go off the path, as we'll see. Rabbi Akiva, yasa b'shalom. Rabbi Akiva went in peace, and of course he came down in peace. Now the Gemara says, Shalu ben Zoma, they asked ben Zoma a question. Ma'u laseruse kalba. Is it permissible to neuter a dog? Now what's the question?
To neuter a dog.
That's to castrate it. So the question, what's the she'ela? Well, we know by other animals, it's definitely asur to do this. So why is a she'ela by a dog? Because this law is written next to the laws of korbanot. So we thought that maybe only animals that are da'ui for korban, or they're da'ui to be exchanged for korban. So then the law of nitur applies. Or sirus, I should say. Siruse kalba applies. However, a dog for sure is not da'ui for korban, nor is its exchange. That's called the mehir kelef. Which means if, let's say, somebody exchanges a dog for a sheep, that sheep cannot be brought on the Mizbeach as well, because it was an exchange for a dog. And therefore, I might have said that maybe a dog, since it's not in the parasha of Korbanot Bichlal, so therefore it's not in the parasha of Sirus, which is written next to the parasha of Korbanot. So that was the question they asked Ben Zoma. Ma'u l'Sirus Kalba? Let's read Rashi. Shalu et Ben Zoma, ma'u l'Sirus Kalba? Hu'il v'Sirus Ketiv etzel Mume Korban? It's written next to the laws of blemishes in an animal. V'kelev afilu halipin asurin l'mizbeach. A dog, even its exchange, is forbidden to Mizbeach. Mishum mechid kelev, asur l'sarso olo. Maybe it's on the law of Sirus, does not apply. That was the Shalai asked Ben Zoma, so he came along and answered. Amar lehem u'b'aritzechem lo ta'asu. The Pasuk says, ומאוח וחתות ונתוק וחרות לא תקריבו להשם. If an animal is castrated, one cannot bring it on the Mizbeach. And then it says, ובארצכם לא תעשו. What is that extra, ובארצכם לא תעשו? So he's דורש, כל שבארצכם לא תעשו. Any animal in your land is going to be asur. So therefore, even in a dog, it's going to be asur to make sus, even though it's not worthy in any degree for a korban, even as an exchange, but still it's subject to the laws of sidrus. Amen.